At last, she heard Oi's high-pitched barking from the copse of trees on her left. A moment later, Roland began to yell, "Hiyah! Hiyah! Get on, Brisk! Get on, Brisk, I tell thee! Never tarry! Never tarry a single—" Then the sound of him coughing. She didn't like that cough. No. Not at all. Now she could see movement in the trees. And for one of the few times since Roland had forced her to admit there was another person hiding inside of her, she called Undetta Walker. "I need you. If you want to be warm again, you settle my hands so I can shoot straight." And the ceaseless shivering of her body stopped. As the herd of deer burst out of the trees, not a small herd either, there had to be at least 18 of them, led by a buck with a magnificent rack, her hands also stopped their shaking. In the right one, she held Roland's revolver with the sandalwood grips. Here came Oi, bursting out of the woods behind the final straggler. This was a muty doe, running, and with eerie grace, on four legs of varying sizes, with a fifth waggling bonelessly from the middle of her belly like a teat. Last of all came Roland, not really running at all, not anymore, but rather staggering onward at a grim jog. She ignored him, tracking the buck with the gun as the big fellow ran across her field of fire. "This way," she whispered. "Break to your right, honey child. Let's see you do it. Kamala, come, come." And while there was no reason why he should have, the buck leading his little fleeing herd did indeed veer slightly in Susanna's direction. Now she was filled with the sort of coldness she welcomed. Her vision seemed to sharpen until she could see the muscles rippling under the buck's hide, the white crescent as his eye rolled, the old wound on the nearest doe's foreleg where the fur had never grown back. She had a moment to wish Eddie and Jake were lying on either side of her, feeling what she was feeling, seeing what she was seeing, and then that was gone too.